Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morning mess here. It's time for another one. We're talking about staycation setup. Let's say good morning to Levi.
Morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Levi. So we hear that we have a unique one this morning. You suspect Priscilla on cheating. Now, who is Priscilla, Levi?
Priscilla is my brother's girlfriend, my brother Spencer's girlfriend.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's that brother love. I could appreciate that. So you want to try to catch up your brother's girl cheating on your bro?
Well, this is going to take him down, I think, and break his heart. So I just want to get it exposed.
Okay, so it sounds like you don't like her. You guys have some bad history going on, or?
Well, you know, I mean, she's cheating on my brother, right? And he's so head over heels with her that if I go to him right now, he's going to, like, be all hostile in my face and think I'm just trying to bust them up for that reason. Like, maybe he thinks I like her or something, but... Man, this girl even she grabbed my junk one night, man.
Okay. Because I was going to ask, like, how do you know she's cheating? You sound so sure of it.
Pinned a tail on his donkey. What's going on?
I saw her at a party. Okay. We were at a party, and she was, like, hitting on me. She was hitting on other guys. I was going to tell my brother, like I said, but I don't think he's going to believe me. I want to expose her.
Okay, and I can appreciate that, knowing I'm a sibling. I'm an older brother, but, like, is this something you've tried talking to your brother before about? Do you know he's not going to react well to you saying this to him?
Well, I mean, dude, he's so into this girl. I think that it's got to be right there. The proof's got to be right there for him.
Yeah.
I think he's just going to think otherwise. So.
How long have they been together?
They've been going about for a few months now.
She hot?
Well, yeah, she's hot.
Are you sure she's not cheating with you?
Dude, come on, man.
Are you trying to break them up so you can get that?
Oh, my gosh.
Sometimes you got to risk it for the brother's biscuits. Sometimes.
No, why? See, not the brother's
that's
biscuits.
That's why he doesn't want to tell his brother. He doesn't want to come across that way.
Exactly. Thank you, man.
All right, well, let's get your brother's girl on the line here. We need her number, and we're going to offer a free romantic staycation. At that point, Anish, we're going to ask that one important question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Obviously, Levi, we want her to say your brother Spencer's name. What do you want out of this anyways, Levi?
I just want my brother to be safe. I don't want his heart to be broken. I mean, I know what it's like. I've been down that road.
You've been cheated on before?
Oh, yeah, man. Haven't we all?
No. Not that I know of. If she does say your brother's name, do you think you should give her a public live apology on the air?
Man, that's tough.
I would just hang up if I were you. That's too much drama.
Yeah, thank you. I think that's, I don't think so.
Coward. Okay. Well, we'll hang up if she does say your brother Levi's name.
Why do you have to be so insulting to him? If he doesn't want to talk to her anymore, if she's not cheating, it's okay.
All right. All right, Levi, hold on right there. It's a staycation. Set up. What's your morning mess? All right, the morning mess is back with this staycation setup. The love for your brother, man. That's what we're doing right now. We talked to Levi. He loves his brother so much. He does not like his brother's girl. Mm-mm. Her name is Priscilla, and he thinks that she's cheating on his brother. So he called us up and basically gave us her number to catch up at a staycation setup. Now, Levi, you there, right?
I'm here.
She's actually tried to get at you.
Yes. She grabbed my junk one night at a party.
That is so inappropriate.
Yeah.
And real quick, I just want to know, are you the older brother or the younger brother in the situation?
I'm the older brother.
Oh, you got dibs.
It's all right.
The older brother does it?
And okay, this is going to sound really dumb, but do you and your brother maybe look alike? Like maybe she was drunk at this party, thought
Come
that you were him? Hey.
There's no mistaking which one is which.
Right.
No way. Uh-uh.
Packages come in different sizes, and obviously.
Oh, my God, Joey.
Fragile. All right, we're going to call her up, man, offer the free romantic staycation, and ask who she wants to put on that reservation. If she doesn't say your brother Spencer's name, woo-hoo! I got the popcorn ready, bro. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Priscilla?
Yeah.
Hi, Priscilla. My name is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway.
Oh, come on. Do you not have anything better to do?
Wait, hold on 1 second, Priscilla. I just want you to know this isn't a scam. I think I had heard that word in there. We're a new establishment in the Valley hoping to give you this free weekend stay in exchange for a review of your experience online.
Just a review?
That is correct. Because we're new, we're trying to build that presence, like I had said, but we're offering a free romantic weekend stay. You get a stay in our penthouse suite with a honeymoon package, and it'll be complimentary for you. No deposits, fees, or taxes.
This is real.
It's 100% real. Yeah, I'm not an automated person that's talking to you. I'm actually at the front desk right now at the hotel.
Okay. I mean, that could be cool.
I'm glad to hear that. So I've got your reservation in front of me. There's a few simple questions I need answered. I'm going to get started with that right now, Priscilla, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so my first one for you is, with this free romantic weekend stay, you have the option to bring a guest with you. And upon entry of your penthouse suite, there's a note that's going to be left there addressed to your guest. I want to give you a moment to think about what you'd like that note to say. Just let me know whenever you're ready.
How about... let's have some fun.
Okay, I like that. It's nice and simple. Priscilla, I have that down for your note. Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? Your guest's full name is needed for us to continue.
Curtis.
My God.
Caught you, you sneaky bitch. Got you.
Hey, so Priscilla, we have to let you know that you're actually live on the radio right now.
Is this a joke?
No, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Your boyfriend Spencer's brother Levi is on the line.
Yeah, and who the f*** is Curtis?
Levi, get over yourself.
How long have you been cheating on Spencer?
Okay, look, I'm not cheating, all right?
Then who the f*** is Curtis?
Spencer likes that I'm good at what I do in the bedroom, and how do you think I act like that, all right? It takes practice to make perfect.
Wow. Are you saying you sleep around to your boyfriend's benefit?
That's a new one.
Girl. Yeah.
I mean, what? I'm not sleeping around. It's just here and there. I like to get better.
Ooh-wee.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. You're damn right about Levi. Yes. Now, Priscilla.
You're just jealous, all right? You can judge me out loppy, but you're just jealous.
I know my brother. He has no idea you're a...
So wait, does your boyfriend know about this, Priscilla? Does he know that you sleep around?
He knows that I'm always learning new things.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like a
unbelievable.
No, that really is unbelievable. So, Priscilla, is this something that you've been doing the entire time, like even before you got with Spencer?
I mean, yeah.
God. Stop it. There's no way.
And they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but this girl just keeps on learning.
Oh, my God, Carla! Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I look like she's suffering from it, guys. She got liabetes.
She does.
Type 2, type 1, liabetes. She's definitely lying. Your brother does
she's
not
lying
know.
On her back.
Yep, she definitely is.
I don't think that's the only thing that she has. I mean, Levi, I would highly suggest that if his girlfriend, she should probably also go get checked up, because if this is something that she's doing and obviously not talking to him about, who knows what's going on.
Any last words to Priscilla, Levi?
Now, you know what? I hope that you get out of his life and I never see your face again.
All right, Priscilla.
Your brother loves me, okay? What bullshit you try and spin to him, he loves me. I'm still going to be around, so you didn't prove shit today.
Oh,
not on my watch.
Wow.
He's just going to think you love me because you do.
No way. So, I'm hanging up right now and calling him.
Whatever, Levi, whatever.
Oh,
fuck
off.
All right, well, he hung up.
Okay.
So listen, Priscilla, you got caught up. I've never heard so many lies since, well, yesterday's staycation set up, but you're obviously cheating. Yeah, you're lying. Your boyfriend does not know that you're sleeping around.
Okay, we don't talk about it, but it doesn't mean that, like, he wouldn't be okay with it.
Okay, listen, girl, I've cheated before, and I've never been this damn shameless about it. Like, you're literally okay with
it. You're a f***ing hypocrite.
Oh, okay, well.
You guys are trying to call me out, whatever.
Well, we're calling you out because you are legitimately trying to justify why it is that you're cheating. You're not even owning up to the fact that you're sleeping around with other people. You don't even feel bad.
Look, this is my life. I get to do what I want, okay? Nobody's getting hurt.
Except for they are, because he doesn't know you're cheating. Lord knows what the heck it is you're catching out there.
I know.
We're safe, all right?
You're safe. You locked the door?
Oh my God.
You guys gotta give me a pass to say it one time, man. You might be spreading tikka masala at this point.
No, oh my God.
You have to give me a pass. No. I mean, that's all I keep thinking.
I don't have to take this bullshit.
All I know is you're taking a lot of tikka and your masala.
I hate you so
had to
much.
Say, you guys gotta give me a pass.
No,
oh my
no,
God.
No, no, no,
the
no.
Diseases that are in
Carla
spread.
Is speaking, and even Joey is actually speaking the truth, your girl.
I don't need your judgment, okay?
I'm not judging.
I'm doing what I want. You are.
I am. I'm not you're judging. Cheating.
Yeah, all right, great.
Are you a CNA?
What is that?
A certified nasty ass.
What? Oh, my God.
Definitely in the CNA profession.
Okay, bye. All right, that's enough. That's enough.
She hang up.
Look.
Oh, did she?
Now I have to call her nasty ass back.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.